This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Jill Schlesinger is on the WBEN TroCare College Lifeline from JillOnMoney.com. Her show is heard weekends here on WBEN. And Jill, the Federal Reserve meets starting tomorrow. And it's really dealing with both tariff and inflation pressures. So with that said, do you expect any action?
You know, I don't. It's so hard. I mean, I feel bad for the Fed, actually, because it's like, goodness, like, what are you to do when the data have not reflected what you know is the reality on the ground? Meaning, it's like waiting for the impact of tariffs to come, but we haven't actually seen the impact. We know how the feelings around it. We don't know the actual hard data impact. So what do I mean by that? You know, the Fed's got two jobs. One is to make sure that people who want a job can get a job. So they want to foster labor market growth. Well, you know, we had a jobs report on Friday, and 177,000 jobs were created. We're averaging almost 150,000 jobs a month this year. That's solid. It's not sterling. It's solid, right? So really, if you look at the data, no problem on that end. The other part of the Fed's job is to make sure that it controls prices. So we don't want to see prices rise too much, inflation, or just drop precipitously, deflation. Same thing there. It's kind of like, well, so far it's, you know, inflation trending down, that's good. But what we do know is both sides of those equations are actually going to see some impact from tariffs that have been announced and are in place, but we haven't seen it yet. So the Fed is meeting this week. That kind of means there's this weird cloud of uncertainty. So I think it's like, well, we're going to bring an umbrella, but we're just not sure if we're going to need it yet. And so that's why I think they're going to do nothing.
Interesting. I mean, we had been kind of talking about since, what, the beginning of the year, that throughout 2025, we're expecting, what, a modest, slow rate cut, but might, and this would kind of fall in line with that, would anything drastically change that plan, or do you just not see that happening?
Well, I think it's hard to imagine that no impact will be felt from tariffs. I think that that's the thing that's interesting. Look, I talked to economists and they're kind of split on this. So this is not one of those situations where economists are all like, oh my God, they have to do this or that, right? So what the split is this, what that a lot of economists that I talk to say, hey, look, the Fed's job is to look through some of the things that happen in the short term. So we know in terms of like what should happen is tariffs will likely increase prices, right? And that would cause inflation to rise in the short term. But eventually things settle down. And therefore, this is their argument. Therefore, that what the Fed should do is actually lower interest rates because there's so many consumers that are under pressure from higher interest rates. And there are other economists who will say, no, that's crazy. You don't want to have a policy that's going back and forth and back and forth. What should happen is the Fed should just stand pat, wait to see what the impact is. If the economy starts to slow down significantly and we start to see that price increases aren't too bad, then the Fed should lower interest rates. But gosh, you know, it's hard to say because this is not a situation that is one that's a slam dunk either way.
Yeah. What is your take on the unemployment numbers that came out Friday for April?
Yeah, I mean, they were good considering that, you know, we have this, again, this very very weird uncertainty that's floating around in the universe. So, you know, 177,000 jobs were created during the month. The previous 2 months were revised lower. But let's just say that for this year, for 4 months, 6 months, really we've seen decent job creation over the last year. Now, what happens with job creation is obviously once the pandemic's over, you're not going to have the same level of amazing job creation. You know, like we had terrible job loss in 2020. Then 21, we have, you know, crazy, like almost 6.7 million jobs created. And then, you know, so it's sort of it's dwindling, right? Last year, we had job creation that averaged, let's say, almost about 170,000 a month. Now we're at, let's call it 144,000 a month this year. Okay, well, that doesn't mean that we're falling off a cliff, but like the job numbers are decent. There are some cracks in those job numbers. There are some parts of it that people were like, well, it's not perfect. Okay, I get that. But to be clear, so far, there isn't some major problem in the job market.
That's the good news.
Yeah, I mean, not so good if you're a young graduate. I just want to say that that's the one area where I have been keeping an eye on it, that the people who are graduating this year and recent graduates, they're having a tougher time finding jobs. They really are.
You said so far, though, and that's like the big thing. Where are we going with these tariffs? I mean, we're in a 90-day pause on some tariffs right now, but
yes.
At the end of that, we don't really know exactly what's going to happen. We keep hearing about all these deals. I mean, you know, so far, how long will that so far last? If there is an impact, is it at the end of this 90-day pause? When might we start seeing it with all this uncertainty out there?
I think that we're going to start to see it in the next month or two. One of the economists that I follow very closely, her name is Diane Swonk. She's a rock star at KPMG. And one of the things that she keeps pointing out in a lot of her analysis is that there are some mirages, meaning that in the first quarter, there are a lot of companies that went out and spent a ton of money in anticipation of those tariffs. But that can mask an underlying weakness, meaning that if you're kind of saying, like, I got to buy everything I need for the year in this first quarter, that doesn't mean that everything's fine, right? But from the data point of view, it looks like things are fine. So I think that what we're looking for is the idea of where we're going to start to see some price increases, whether or not we get some deals. But the uncertainty does breed sort of a lack of activity. You know, some places where we see that is just in not so much like, oh, I'm not going to go out to dinner, but in big, big purchases. Like if you're looking at, oh, I'm going to do a big renovation on my house, you might say, well, should I buy right now with lumber prices up or should I wait? Or if you're going to say, oh, I better buy a car right this second and wait till the end of the year, you don't know. But when you don't know and you don't do anything, we'll see that in the data in the next coming, like say 2 or 3 months.
Yeah, right. Okay, Jill, have a good week.
You too.
Jill Schlesinger from JillOnMoney.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Podcasting isn't just evolving. It's having a full-blown identity crisis. I'm Allison Marino, host of What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined, a new series that pulls back the curtain on the forces shaping the medium now and what that means for all of us who love podcasts. I'm really excited to share the official trailer where you'll hear from some of the biggest names in the space. Ira Glass, Leo Laporte, Guy Raz, Hernan Lopez, Lex Fridman, AJ Feliciano, Dan Granger, and yeah, me too. Here it is now.
I still want to kill the word podcast.
That's not just a hot take. It's a symptom of an identity crisis.
Big company run media, and people are trusting it less and less. It's really important that we're independent.
There's a handful of companies that control the vast majority of podcast inventory and that have the vast majority of the gigantic shows.
We left radio behind for a reason. We wanted to get away from all the gatekeepers.
I don't know that you could do this as effectively in video.
Podcasting is at a crossroads. I've watched the industry swing from hype to consolidation to reinvention. But this time it's different. From the producers of the documentary Age of Audio, Oxford Road presents the Media Roundtable special series. What's a podcast? The revolution redefined.
All of us who work in the media, like, yeah, we got to run a business and like, we got to make a living and we got to sell our ads and we got to do all that. But we all got into it because like, I think most of us, like, it just gave us a feeling.
A three-part series where you'll hear the leading industry voices give their takes on what podcasting has become and where it's headed next. Teaming up with Oxford Road and Age of Audio director Sean Colon for this series was fun, but also kind of a wake-up call. If you love this medium as much as I do, you've got to listen to What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined. It's out now, wherever you get your podcasts.